Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining me is Orit Suletsianu, who is the Executive Director for the Association of Rape Crisis Centres in Israel. And Israeli President Herzog says the United Nations has the facts on hostages. They are morally obliged to bring them home. They submitted this report to the United Nations on the conditions in Gaza under which the freed hostages were held, the torture, the physical, the psychological torture, the starvation, the sexual abuse, the beatings, the branding. And I'm sure that there has been a massive outcry from, you know, when people are weaponizing sex and you've got all these advocacy groups, these women's advocacy groups, who scream about toxic masculinity. I'm sure that they've really come out and had a lot to say about this. Orit, what have they said?
Well, it's a lot more than the women's organizations in Israel. It's all of the Israeli society.
Yes.
This situation is unbelievable and unbearable. Because the testimonies we have got in Israel from the returned hostages about the torture, the rape, even sexual abuse towards children, making children having to do all kinds of sexual things to each other. This is something the human mind cannot even digest. And the fact that this is going for over 400 days, over a year, and more than a year, it's horrible. And one of the very sad situation that we're dealing with in Israel, that the United Nations is not it's too silent, very, very, very silent to what's going on. You know, you have to think what's going on in Gaza is one thing. The other thing is what's going on with people, civilians that were kidnapped and taken hostage for so long, and the world is quiet, and it's we're supposed to be a modern society that has to fight these kind of things, and we're not getting enough support about that. And you know, my work, I'm the head of the Association of Rape Crisis Centers, and we deal a lot with survivors of sexual violence, both from the war and from other facts. What will happen to these people? Hopefully that they will come back. You know, for every day that passes, the fear is growing greater and greater that they might not ever come back. When they return, I really hope it will happen. The implications on their soul are horrific. You know, to deal with these kinds of horrors,
sure,
to be tortured, to be raped, to be to be treated like you are some kind of object, is horrific. And it's going on in our modern almost 2025. Yeah, it's going on, these kind of things. So all of us are, you know, in Israel, all the society is, or many big parts of the Israeli society, and of course women organizations are protesting, that are calling for a deal, but now this is what we're doing inside our country. But we would like the world to stand and shout again. It's no matter what is your political view, no matter if you support Israel or not support Israel. You know, I want to put this aside. Taking civilians as hostages and torturing, molesting, abusing them is something as every human being should cry against. And if you don't do that, I think you're not moral. And that's what I have to say about it.
I think that the worst things are not being moral. I think that this is something that is downright diabolic. This is proper evil. I think that as a world, we are seeing proper evil. And what is more concerning to me, you know, the fact that evil exists, we've always known that. But the fact that they aren't, we're at a point in our time with humanity, Orit, where last week a young woman is set alight on a train in New York City and nobody responded. Nobody.
What?
Nobody yeah. intervened. Nobody responded. Right? She died. They're trying to identify her. Where have we reached as humanity? And it's making me think, and I really don't like thinking these kind of things, but when you have women's organizations who scream about toxic masculinity and men and men and men and men, and I'm talking about the left wingers, especially across United States and where there are societies that are suffering from affluenza. Affluenza being you have all your needs met. You're not fighting for your basic needs, right? So they're suffering from affluenza, and they are all these advocacy groups, and I'm thinking talk is cheap. Talk is cheap. Where are they? Uh-huh. Where's their condemnation? You know, we can all have rallies and we can all, you know, to raise money and all of that. But where's the actual integrity in this? It's so frustrating.
This is horrible. Yeah, it is. I want to tell you something that I myself, I'm the second generation of a Holocaust survivor.
Yes.
My mother was born in Poland. My mother was in Auschwitz. It was for 10 years till the age of 16. She suffered and ended in Auschwitz and came alive to Israel, very traumatic, and, you know, married my father and brought me to the world. And I know, and I lived with this kind of trauma and what they suffered over there in Germany in the Second World War. So to believe that these kind of things can still happen, and this hypocrisy, and as you say, this not intervening, being a bystander, it's something that we cannot accept as human beings, and we have to fight against that. It's you know, there are many, many good people in the world and in our country, but there are also people, as you say, that they're liberal progressive thinking has distorted something, because they I think it hurts something in their humanity, you know. But this is how it is.
You know, it's a crazy thing. How did you ever see the movie, or Rich? Did you ever see the movie The Matrix?
I heard about it, but I didn't.
So the premise of The Matrix is this: is that there is this character played by Keanu Reeves, and his name is Neo, and Neo. All humanity is hooked up to this whole system where they think that they're living in reality, but they're really not. And he one day gets unhooked and he sees that there is actually a real reality, and he gets offered two pills. One is a red pill and the other is a blue pill. If you take the red pill, you see the truth in all its ugliness, all its tragedy, and all of its beauty. Mm-hmm. If you take the blue pill, you will be guaranteed a happy life. You are guaranteed to live life according to, you know, only beautiful things. Which pill will you take is the choice given to Neo, right, who's the character. And when I think of this and where we are as humanity, when it comes to people showing up, it's almost like we are seeing people for who they really are and organizations for who they really are. And I don't think that this is something that's specifically Jewish. I think that this is something where the world is seeing it. It's very reassuring, because it's also in our prophecies as Jewish people.
I do want to tell you what you told me about what happened in New York.
Yeah.
I think in Israel I'm sure in Israel it would never happen. People in Israel, this is one
You're
thing
right.
which is very amazing here.
Yeah.
Intervene, don't help each other.
Yes.
We have so many problems in our country. Yes, we do have a lot of political clashes and divisions, but there's one thing very deep. It's Jewish and it's Israeli not to be a bystander. And this is a very good thing in our Israeli society, Jewish Israeli society.
Yeah. Anyhow, Orit, I wish you well. And
thank you
very, very much for your time. Stay strong.